So let's review the light of the world as we're led by the Spirit today. Can we see it? The world is becoming darker, just as God said it would. Thank God he knew it. He had a way for those who come to believe in his Son Christ Jesus to escape what is coming. The Father sent his Son as light into the world so those who accept him will be set free from darkness. It took me a little while to understand the light of Christ Jesus. See, the Holy Spirit had to keep pressing and understanding into me before I got it. See, I thought darkness existed outside of me. That it was the temptation of this world that I was struggling with. Until I understand, for me to become a mature Christian and walk in the light of Christ Jesus, every speck of darkness had to be exposed and dealt with so I can walk in the light day and night. We're from the world and some of the darkness has got in us, and we need Christ's light to shine through us, shining all the way through us. See, to walk in the light of Christ Jesus, we have to decide if we're going to walk in darkness or in light. See, we're told that light has come into the world, but we love darkness instead of light because of what we want to do is sinful. The Lord says, anyone who does sin hates the light and will not come into the light, but those who love God's truth gladly comes into the light. I had to learn this. This is a struggle. How do I walk in the light of Christ Jesus? So we have to put aside deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. We have to behave decently as if we're walking by day and not walking in orgies and drunkenness and sexual immorality and debauchery and dissension and jealousy, which is of darkness. So we can't say we're of the light of Christ Jesus and walk in darkness. These two don't go together. We have to be careful how we walk. And what we build on, for the Lord says, we build on the foundation of the Lord with gold and silver and costly stones and wood and hay and straw, that these things will be shown for what they really are. See, everything that will be tested by fire, testing the quality of our work and the quality of our walk. So it's important for you and I to understand, to mature in the Lord, we have to learn how to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. For he is the light of the world. And there are consequences when we decide to walk on the dark side. See, the Lord blinds the minds of those who don't believe so they cannot see the light of the gospel. See, we have to come out of darkness and expose all the areas in our lives where there are dark areas so we can see the light of Christ Jesus. Nothing in us can be hidden. See, we have to be careful about walking in darkness. We can't desire pleasure that comes up from darkness. We can't develop relationship with others who walk in darkness. We have to be a child of light, having nothing to do with those who live in darkness. There has to be harmony in the body of Christ. Where we have things in common, all sharing in the light of Christ Jesus. You and I can't be out here messing around in darkness anymore. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. See, many of us remember the fun we had in darkness. You remember those dark times where you was messing around on people and cheating on people? See, that's the darkness that I'm talking about. See, you remember getting high and getting drunk all the time and cursing all the time. See, that's the darkness that God is talking about. You and I can't have anything to do with the deeds of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what does righteousness have with wickedness? And what do they have in common? What fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Baal? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? I know this is a hard saying, but this is for the mature. Those who are trying to walk in the light of Christ Jesus, who wants the light of Christ to shine in their lives, we must understand what Scripture says about how we walk and who we walk with. See, God's word teaches us that there are going to be false prophets and false prophets, deceivers or workers who masquerade as children of light. And if these people continue in darkness, they will end will be what they deserve. See, we cannot be one of them. We must overcome darkness. We cannot walk or operate in darkness. We need the light of Christ Jesus shining in our lives. The Lord says these people are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life God has purposed for them because of the ignorance that's in them due to the hardness of their heart. That they have lost all sensitivity and given themselves over to sexual indulgence and every kind of impurity and lust. Walking in darkness. Desiring the things of darkness. See, you and I, we're a child of God. We can't have anything to do with that. We must remember what the Lord has taught us and what he's brought us out of, not having no desire to return to darkness. We have to remember we received the light when we stood our ground in a great contest for our souls and the safe in the face of suffering. We cannot forget when the Lord put his hand on us and brought us into his great light. When Christ relieved us of whatever was causing us not to see God, not to understand what God is having for our lives. See, for us to reach Christian maturity, we have to overcome darkness in our heart. We have to overcome darkness in our eyes. We have to overcome darkness in our desires. We have to overcome darkness in our thoughts. We have to overcome darkness in our hands. We have to overcome darkness that comes out of our mouths. We have to overcome darkness as we walk day and night so we can walk in the light of Christ Jesus all the times of our life. We're mature Christian now, see. We take on the light of Christ Jesus now. It says the light has come and we must desire to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. This is a mature teaching. There can be no desire to turn around and walk in darkness. As the word of God says, see, once you put your hand to the plow, if you turn back, you're unworthy of the Lord. It's like playing in darkness. It's like playing with fire. And though we have been told not to play with fire, or we'll get burned, we remain foolish. We pick up the fire anyway. We know all the devices, what everybody told us, and look what happened to us. We got burned because we thought fire would bring us pleasure, but it was actually causing us to stand in darkness. See, the Lord told Apostle Paul that he was sending him to open the eyes of the blind, to return them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan to God, so they will receive forgiveness of sin and have been sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus. See, we all have issues with darkness, but it is the Lord who helps us overcome. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, expose the motives of our hearts so we can have a clear conscience and knowing we've been judged by God. See, light has come into the world. For God said, let the light shine out of darkness. He made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Therefore, we don't think, teach, or preach about ourselves, but about Christ. For he is the light of the world. See, light has come. We must come to live in the light of Christ. He alone is immortal and lives in an inapproachable light, whom no one else has seen or can see. See, we can't put our hope in wealth, but in God who richly provides everything we need so we can have enjoyment. Light has come to save us, to reveal through the appearance of Christ Jesus. And God has brought his word to light so through it we can escape death and experience life and immortality through the light of the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. God has given us grace so we can experience light in his son Christ Jesus, which leads us into his wonderful light with all the blessings of God, with all the promises of God. It's in the light that you and I have to find ourselves and find our way and overcome darkness that's in us. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 9 to 10 says, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who had destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This is why you and I live. So we can take on the light of Christ Jesus in our lives and show someone else out of darkness. See, God has called us out of darkness so we can be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Not to ourselves, not to this world, and not to darkness, but to God. So we may desire the praises of him who called us into his wonderful light. See, we have God's word. We need to pay attention to it because it is what shines light into the dark places of our lives. So a day will come when the morning star will rise in our hearts and we will perceive the light of Christ Jesus and how important it is for us to walk in his light. Not trying to generate our own light, but walking in the light of Christ. See, we have to understand the message sent by the Lord. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. So if you and I want to be like Christ Jesus, if you and I want to be a mature Christian, there can be no darkness in us at all. See, we have claimed to have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness. We lie and do not live by the truth, God says. There's no plainer way for God to deliver this message to us. We have to come out of darkness and have light in us. Therefore, you and I know we become a child of God. We're living in the light of Christ Jesus. So you must allow all darkness to pass by us so we live and walk in the truth of light that is shining down from those who love the Lord and overcome by his spirit. We must be able to see truth and embrace it and let it shine in us. No matter what we have to do, no matter how much we may have to suffer, it is the light of Christ Jesus that we're walking in, and we won't turn away. We don't turn our backs on what God is calling us into. He's calling us into the light, calling us to become a mature Christian, to live in the light of Christ Jesus, to live as one in the body of Christ, so Christ can shine through each and every one of our lives. See, the Lord says we have to see to it that the light that is in us does not become dark. Our whole body has to be full of the light of Christ. No part of it can be in darkness. It can be completely illuminated by the light of Christ Jesus, like a lamp shining in us, shining for the world to see. We have to embrace what it means to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. He told us plainly that he is the light of the world. And whoever comes to him will never walk in darkness. We have the light of life in us. This is a measuring stick for us as Christians. Is there any speck of darkness in us? Are we walking completely in the light of Christ Jesus? See, we're just human. There's a lot of work to be done here. But you and I have to understand, as a mature Christian, our goal is to get to the point where we're walking in the light of Christ Jesus every day of our life. There's no circumstance or situation that can cause us to turn to darkness. But we walk in that light of Christ Jesus, even if it causes off our lives. We need God's grace. We need God's mercy. We need God to show us favor so we can walk in the light of Christ Jesus while there's still time, so no darkness overtake us. See, if we walk in darkness, we have not know where we're going. But if we put our trust in the light, we will be children of light, shining through the world, shining so everyone can see that Christ Jesus is still working. God, the Father, through his Son, is still shining light into a dark place. God is calling us to come out of darkness, to walk in the light of his Son, Christ Jesus. Christ cried out, when a person believes in me, they not only believe in me only, they also believe in the one who sent me. When a person looks at me, they also see the one who sent me. See, that is the light of God shining through Christ Jesus. And Christ says, you have to be the same way. You and I have to see that when somebody sees us, they not see us, they see Christ Jesus, because Christ shines through us. Go with me to John chapter 12, verses 44 to 46. Christ Jesus came into the world as light, so that no one who believes in him will remain in darkness. No one who believes him will remain in darkness. We won't participate in darkness. We won't desire darkness. We don't see darkness as a pleasure for us. John chapter 12, verses 44 to 46 says, then Jesus cried out, when a man believes in me, He does not believe in me alone, but in the one who also sent me. He looks at me. He sees the one who sent me. I've come into the world as light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. See, after we have put away our darkest ways, the Lord commands us to go and be a light to others, so the salvation of God can reach the ends of this earth. So those who hear may become glad and honor God's word, so they too receive eternal life because they believed in the light of Christ Jesus. They accepted it into their hearts. And they allow the Holy Spirit to start working on them, pulling out every plank of darkness, every speck of darkness that's in them. And the Lord says, be careful now. If we know God's will, if we're instructed by God's word, if we're convinced that we have been called to be a light to those who are in darkness, and instructors for the foolish, a teachers of the infants, because we have knowledge and truth, then we have to make sure what we teach others, we teach ourselves, and we remain in the light of Christ Jesus. See, our words and our actions have to be real. And they magnify the light of Christ that's in us. See, there's going to be no excuses. So we need to understand how the light of Christ Jesus works. See, it exposes everything. Everything becomes visible. When you and I stand in the light of Christ, see, for the light makes everything visible. So there's nothing hidden. The Lord says we need to wake up and rise from darkness so Christ can shine in us. The Lord says we must be very careful how we live now. The Lord has chosen us and we've been called by God. We need to give thanks to the Father, for he has qualified us to share the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. The Lord has rescued us from dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sin. This is walking in the light of Christ Jesus. See, the light of Christ Jesus has come. We need to walk in the light and not in darkness, so the day of the Lord does not surprise us. We're all sons and daughters of light, sons and daughters of the day. We do not belong to the night or to darkness. We can't be like others. We're not asleep. We must stay alert and self-control so darkness does not overtake us. Satan is pressing. He wants every child of God to have darkness in them. But you and I are a child of God. We walk in the light of Christ Jesus, and we don't sit here with any excuses about what makes us walk in darkness. We overcome the darkness that's in us because we know God's word says every dark deed will be exposed. So we expose it now. We ask God for mercy and grace to help get us through the darknesses in us. It's not easy to come out of darkness. So many things are formed in darkness. A lot of entertainment we like to take on forms out. It comes from darkness. See, many things we do with our bodies is formed from darkness. See, the many ways that we think is formed based on dark thoughts. See, many of the things that brings us pleasure comes out of darkness. See, many of the feelings we have for each other and against each other is formed from darkness. So we can see why Christ has to come and be a light that could shine in the darkness to save us. We were lost, and the Father sent his Son to be a light for those who come to believe and overcome. See, if we walk in the light, for he is light. And through the blood of Christ Jesus, we are purified from all sins. It is the blood of Christ Jesus that comes in and magnifies light into our life. Because God wants all of us to be saved. He's put into place everything we need to make it out of darkness, to stay out of darkness, so we're able to walk in the light of Christ Jesus the rest of the days of our lives. But we have to grasp the light of Christ Jesus. You can't make any excuses for why we take on darkness. Nobody can cause us to reclaim some pleasure we have in darkness because someone else didn't do something that we thought they should do. See, the light of Christ Jesus purifies us from sin. If we claim we're walking in the light of Christ Jesus and we hate our brothers and sisters, then we're still walking in darkness. That's why it's so hard for us Christians. It makes no sense. Nobody can understand what we're doing. We say we are a child of God. We say that we're a Christian. We say that we believe in God. But the minute that something happens, we show hate toward our brothers and sisters because they're some other skin color or they're from some other nation. That's not the light of Christ Jesus. See, those who love their brothers and sisters live in the light of Christ Jesus. There's nothing in them that will make them stumble and fall in darkness. Christ is the light of the world. We can only escape darkness by living in him and following God's word and living by God's truth. Praise God. God the Father sent his Son as light into the world so we can believe, overcome, and be saved. Praise the Lord. Christ said he is the light of the world, and all who believe in him must come to live in his light. Thank you, Jesus. Light is coming to the world, but we cannot be lovers of darkness. At some point, darkness was in us. It had us bound because that's the way we was raised. This world has formed darkness in us. And then the Lord shined his wonderful light in areas of our darkness. While some things are impossible for us, nothing is impossible for God. He can save the most wretched of us. See, Christ Jesus is able. He's willing to set us free from all that blinds us, all that keeps us in darkness. See, the light can shine in our dark behaviors. See, light can shine in our darkest thoughts. See, light can shine in our darkest feelings. See, light can shine in our sinful desires. See, there's no place Christ can't make light shine in your life. But we can't be lovers of darkness. We can't want to hold on to dark thoughts. We can't want to hold on to dark emotions and dark feelings about somebody. We got to let it all go. God said, I want to set you free from all of this. But you got to be able to walk in my light. You got to let the light be visible and go through and penetrate everything about you so everything in you is full of light. And though the world is full of darkness, we must remain in the light of Christ Jesus, which set us free from darkness. Everything will be exposed, says the Lord. Help us, God. Everything needs to be exposed now while there's time for the grace and mercy of God to work through the darkness in us so the blood of Christ Jesus can purify us from all sin. So the light of Christ Jesus can shine through us and others can see that we have the light of the Lord in us. Shine your light, Lord, to our dark areas, Lord. Shine it in my life, God. If there's some dark thoughts in me, Lord, shine your light and expose what's in me, God. If there's some issue with the way I talk and my language and the way I speak, shine your light in my darkness. Expose everything in me, God. I want the light of Christ Jesus. I want to be able to walk as the word of God said I can walk, being blessed by God, being shining. And then I want to go out and help somebody see the light of Christ Jesus in their life. Let it shine, Jesus. Shine into our plans. Lord, help your light shine in us, Lord. We need your light of Christ Jesus. This world is going darker and darker every day. We need your light shining in us, God, in our thoughts and in our hearts and in our body, God. Let us and everything about us be the light of Christ Jesus. How I dress magnifies the light of Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. See, how I walk magnifies the light of Christ Jesus. See, what I think magnifies the light of Christ Jesus. The light of Christ Jesus needs to shine. Let it shine through us, Lord. Help us with, Lord, to overcome all darkness in us, God. Let your light shine, God, bright. So when others can see us, they can see the light of Christ and they have hope in their life. And there's faith in this world, in this dark world. Let it shine in us, God. And let us be children of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.